You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is about recent tensions in the Gulf of Oman, mainly between Iran and the United Kingdom, over various shipping. The UK seized the tanker from Iran, which claimed was smuggling oil. Iran seized a couple back in the Gulf of Oman, which has led to these tensions, which have been reported about first on Iran's state broadcaster, Press TV.
Like with my guest to the program, James Jatras, a former U.S. diplomat out of Washington, D.C., and Mike Billington, Asia Desk Executive Intelligence Review out of Leesburg, Virginia. Thank you both for being with us. So let's start this off with Mike in Leesburg. Mike, Iran says the British vessel turned off its transponder and did not respond to its requests. Why do you think a vessel would actually turn off its communication system and not expect to answer for such a violation and others?
Well, it's very clear that the British have carried out a series of provocations. I would respond to your opening statement that you should be very careful not to make the mistake that somehow the U.S. is drawing the British into this situation. It's quite the opposite. Mm-hmm. We're dealing here with a British leadership, which is in total chaos and disarray internally, is now under direct attack from the Trump administration's attorney general, who is carrying out an investigation into the British MI6 GCHQ role in the attempted coup against President Trump. And they are closing in on the British role in this. The British are far more frightened of this than any incident in the Gulf. And their intent was to, in fact, provoke some sort of confrontation to try to draw the U.S. in, despite the fact that President Trump has repeated over and over again, we are not going to have a war with Iran, and nor does Iran want a war with the United States. It's the British who are desperately trying to provoke that war to break Trump from his commitment to no more regime change and to his commitment to making a friendly relationship with Russia rather than the kind of warmongering operation that was run by the British demonizing Russia and trying to drag the United States into a confrontation with Russia. Mm-hmm. So you have to look at this Iran situation in that global context. This is exactly why Mr. LaRouche is always warned. You have to start from the top down, looking at the continued role of the British Empire in frantically trying to prevent the United States from coming into agreement with Russia and China. And let me add, especially at this moment with the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Apollo shot, where the entire world, Russia, China, India, Japan, South America, Brazil, all nations were celebrating this example of what man can achieve, especially if we join forces and work together. Okay. Frontiers of human knowledge.
All right, let me get James in on a discussion. James, what do you think about Mike's analysis of the situation?
I think there's a lot to what he says regarding the whole investigation into Russiagate and the British role in that. I think he's a bit more optimistic than I am that will come to fruition. Clearly, there are moves in that direction. Whether they will go anywhere remains to be seen. I think whatever the disarray is on the British side, having made a hash out of Brexit and the fight over the prime ministership with, looks now, Mr. Johnson going to succeed Prime Minister May, we have our own disarray here on the American side, that that whatever Mr. Trump's hesitation about getting into another new war, and I agree, that is his preference. Unfortunately, he has saddled himself with the team, starting with National Security Advisor John Bolton, but also I would say Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Well, let me just jump in here right here, James. Let me just jump in here because both you and Mike are saying similar things. But
yes, that was Press TV's The Debate on the recent tensions in the Gulf of Oman. As you heard there, it was obviously quite pro-Iran side of the story, which I think is to be expected. What is quite interesting is the two experts they brought in, quote-unquote experts. Mm-hmm. So the first one, Mike Billington, he is a member of the LaRouche movement, if you've heard of that. Is this weird, they sort of emerged out of the American New Left of the 1960s and then swung very hard to the right in the 1970s and 80s. And one of their big things really their biggest thing is that, like, the world is controlled by the Queen of England. She's the world's biggest drug dealer. And they have this strangely close relationship with Press TV. So that's obviously informed his take on these tensions, that it's, you know, the puppet master, the Queen of England, 90-whatever-year-old woman pulling all the strings. And the other one, James George Dutras, is a former State Department official who then left to go work as a private lobbyist. And again, he's one of these strange figures who I was sort of looking him up online, and most of his things seem to be about, like, the decline of traditional values and all these sort of things. And interestingly, one other thing he'd written was about in the aftermath of the Christchurch terror attack, saying, oh, they're just going to, you know, accuse everyone of being a racist and blah, blah, blah. Which then I find it's quite interesting that shortly after that, he's appearing on Iran's state broadcaster. So I guess you see, the most interesting thing for me in all of this really is almost these, like, weird ideological networks that seemingly shouldn't work together but do.
But they appear on the same TV channel?
Exactly, because I guess ultimately they do have the same immediate, you know, goals, but then once that gets achieved, it's all bets are off. A lot more straightforward was the BBC's take on the situation. I couldn't find any sort of equivalent debate-type program, so I just pulled off something of their politics editor describing the situation.
When Iran seized a British-flagged tanker on Friday, the 19th of July, it might have seemed like a surprise move, but it really wasn't. Here's why. 2 weeks earlier, off Gibraltar, the boot was on the other foot. British Royal Marines were the ones doing the boarding. This tanker, Grace One, was full of Iranian oil. Iran was furious. It vowed to retaliate.
من به انگلیسی‌ها میگم شما آغازگر ناامنی هستید و باید تبعاتش رو بعداً بفهمید و درک کنید.
And a week later, it actually tried, sending fast boats out to try and force this tanker, British Heritage, into Iranian waters. But a Royal Navy frigate, HMS Montrose, was nearby. The Iranians had to back off. The Stena Impero was less fortunate. It was passing through the Strait of Hormuz when Iranian Revolutionary Guards boarded it and forced it to turn north into Iranian waters. HMS Montrose tried to intervene, but this time was too far away to stop it.
You are ordered to change your course to 360 degrees immediately. If you obey, you will be safe, over.
This British-flagged, Swedish-owned tanker and its multinational crew from India, Russia, Latvia and the Philippines are now being held at the Iranian port of Bandar Abbas. And why is all this happening now? Well, for the past year, tensions have been rising following Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from a nuclear deal struck between Iran and world powers back in 2015, before Mr. Trump came to power. He wants the world to take a much tougher stance on Iran, and he's been turning the screws for the past year, imposing crippling new sanctions on Tehran, especially on its vital oil exports, which have plummeted. Iran says if it can't export its oil through the Straits of Hormuz, no one can. That's why it's suspected of attacking international tankers in May and June. It also shot down an American surveillance drone, which almost triggered an American military response. It's fair to say the Gulf is on a knife edge. Remember that tanker off Gibraltar? People wondered if Britain was doing Donald Trump's bidding, preventing Iran from exporting its oil. But the government in London says the Grace One was smuggling oil to Syria in breach of entirely separate EU sanctions on President Assad. It said it had no choice but to act. So there we have it, two tankers being held in the middle of a fierce, complicated geopolitical row.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.